Just to give you an idea of how much we lie to ourselves, Ohm's law, it's not the way that it is in reality. What they did was they simplified Ohm's law to exclude reactants. They don't even put it in there. And they make everybody think that Ohm's law is a DC condition. It's not. It's a reactive condition modified to look like it's a non-reactive condition. They say, well, for the purposes of simplicity, so we can teach it to our beginning students. You should not be teaching it to your beginning students. Who said you have to? Who said you have to overly simplify it in order to teach it to your beginning students? That's a false premise. It'd be like teaching physics to a kindergarten student. Well, we had to simplify it because the kindergarten student can't absorb complicated subjects. Well, why give it to them anyway? Wait until they get to college. Good God. Ohm's law is a reactive condition. Everything is a reactive condition. There's no way you can do it otherwise. Even in a PC board, whatever they're called, those little integrated circuit boards, there's reactants, and they got to deal with it. There's inductive coupling between branches that get close to each other, and they got to worry about that. There's always inductive reactants along a stretch of wire inside a flashlight circuit. Nobody assumes it's of any relevance, but it doesn't matter. It's there. It doesn't matter whether it's relevant or negligible. It doesn't matter. It's always there. So if you're going to teach theory, you got to do it right or don't even bother. I get really angry over this, if you haven't noticed. So Ohm's law is a reactive calculation. It has nothing to do with the way it's taught. There's no resistance in Ohm's law. There's impedance. And if there is resistance, it's a minor note. Yeah, there is resistance, but it's a minor note. And there's no current, because the current we put in there is shorthand notation replacing reactive voltage divided by impedance plus resistance over time, within a framework of time. Then, when you look at the whole thing, it's not voltage squared divided by resistance equals watts. It's real power voltage times reactive voltage divided by resistance plus impedance over time. You see how complicated that is? So you don't simplify it. You don't screw everybody, because that's what you're doing. You're screwing everybody by making them think there's such a thing as current. Oh, and the energy is moving. No, it's the voltage is changing over time due to resistance and impedance. And it could be negative resistance, negative impedance. Doesn't have to be positive. But it does have to be over time. And it's a change in voltage, delta voltage, that gives us the illusion of current movement, when no such thing has happened whatsoever. There's no such thing as movement of current. There's change in voltage over time. Due to various factors, we don't have to care about it. If you want to oversimplify it, this is the way you do it. You say change in voltage over time is current. That is all, as far as you go to oversimplify the thing. That's as far as you go, and you don't do it any other way. Because current is a fiction. It's a mental construct. It's a man-made item in order to make it easier to talk about something that's complicated. We simplify it by substituting. Mathematicians do this all the time. But the electrical engineer isn't taught this. How frequently mathematicians will do this. That they will take something complicated. If they're trying to deal with a complicated equation or whatever, they will take out of the equation anything they don't want to bother dealing with by replacing it with a single symbol. And that's what we've done. The letter I, capital I, to represent current. That's all we've done. We've taken it out and called it current. And then we act like we never did that. With beginning students, we never tell them that. We're supposed to. And then we move on and say, okay, well, we don't want to deal with that, so we're just going to replace it with the letter I. But no, they skip past that part and never tell the beginning student that. This is why I never took this shit in college. Because I knew there was something wrong. I could feel it in my bones. something wasn't right. Not even two pretty girls who wanted to be my lab partners could get me to stay, because I just was disturbed. It was very disturbing to me. You know, people say, oh, he's a disturbed individual. Yeah, because I live in a society that lies to itself all the time. That's pretty disturbing. It's not to the liars who turn a blind eye to it. Oh, no, they sleep good every night. Me, I don't sleep at all, practically. I can't because my... Oh, you see what I got to deal with? This is the shit I got to deal with. So current is a fiction. It's a shorthand notation, a mathematical shorthand notation that does not exist in reality. All we have is change in voltage over time that creates the illusion. Oh, the voltage must have left. No, it didn't leave. It just changed amplitude. Didn't go anywhere. Didn't have to have photons to move it around, because there are no such thing as photons to move anything around. If you've got a dial... Oh, a vault. I don't even want to go there. Let Franco Bruno Cordeletti explain it to you, because I don't want... I'm so fucked up, I don't want to even deal with this anymore. And now I know why Byron was so fed up and took all his stuff off of YouTube. Because he couldn't deal with this shit anymore, deal with people. I'm just talking to myself, and it's hard to deal with it. I prefer monologues, but if I have to write, I'll write. I'll deal with people, you know, as best I can. At least I'm not an alcoholic. But you got to be sturdy. You got to be made of sturdy stuff to deal with this stuff. And thank God I don't have to face anybody face to face, because I think I would slit somebody's throat, and I'm not sure whose it would be. Why limit myself? You know, because it's so annoying to deal with these. And people talk like they know something, and they tell me I got to go back to school. Oh, they're such shitheads. I can't believe it. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. They deserve to be called shitheads. Anybody who tells me I have to go back to school when I never got this from school in the first place, because I wouldn't, because I was told I was starting to get lies. 3 weeks. That's as much as I could handle. No, three sessions. Three sessions, and I was out of there. Twice I tried to take it. The pretty girls was the second time. The first time that I was going to be made the teacher's pet. And that still wasn't good enough, because I had the answers and nobody else on the first day. They were all clueless. They were all clueless. How do you define inductive reactance? Action at a distance. You know, how hard can that be? You know, it's magic. You wave your magic wand, and something happens over there, even though it's not electrically connected from over here. It's magic. No, it's action at a distance. Well, he liked that answer, and everybody else was clueless. They had their thumb up there, you know, whatever, somewhere where it didn't belong. Oh, God. Or maybe it does belong, but, you know, ooh, it feels good. Oh, it does feel good, actually. Let's not go there too often. Yeah, let's put it that way.